This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
You're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam. I'm Sonia the Squeamer on Joy 94.9. Welcome, Alison Bechtel. Very, very exciting to get to speak to you, actually.
Thank you.
All right. Look, you're coming to Melbourne, to Australia, and also to Adelaide for the Adelaide Festival. Is it your first time coming to Australia?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very first. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I've never been south of the equator.
Oh, okay. Well, it's bit warmer, probably, than what you'd be used to, I guess.
Yeah, it's very, very cold here.
I bet it is, yeah. Now, of course, Alison, the big thing is for you is you are someone that a lot of people look to and refer to because of the past, because of the work that you've done, like Dykes to Watch Out For, being a comic creator as well, and also the Bechdel test. You've just got such a huge, massive career. It is hard to actually ask you questions, I'm finding, because you do have such a varied career, and obviously you've got a very strong opinion about things, experience as well. So for Alison Bechdel, after all this time, how do you feel about being such a focus of LGBTIQ rights and women in general?
You know, I feel like I sort of detached or disengaged from the more political role that my work had earlier in my career. I feel a little out of touch with that. I used to be very tapped into everything, you know, knew what was going on. I was writing this great activist comic strip, and it sort of drifted away into my own little autobiographical universe in recent years. So I'm not quite sure what's happening, really,
in the
political world.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're looking more at your most autobiographical, or closer to home, those sort of experiences. Is that something that you thought would happen to your work?
It's something I was always interested in. The comic strip was never, strictly speaking, autobiographical, but I was very much writing about people who had lives like mine, and I liked that. I liked trying to create a reflection of my own life in my work.
Yeah, it was very autobiographical, and I guess it's always been, you know, very interesting in that respect. Now, for people that don't know about your work, I mean, in recent times, looking at the Bechdel test itself, did you ever think that that would last as long and have such influence on everybody?
I never thought anything about the Bechdel test. I didn't invent the Bechdel test. It's sort of interesting phenomenon. I recently learned that it's actually a scientific law that any law that is named after a person was not actually invented by that person.
Oh,
okay. It's often the case. So I didn't, like, decree this law. I wrote a comic strip many, many years ago in which a character floated these criteria for judging a movie, that it had to have at least two women in it who spoke to each other about something besides a man.
Yeah.
And it was just a funny little lesbian feminist joke that I put in my comic strip in 1985.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of stuff that my friends were talking about.
Mm.
But interestingly, it seems to have gone a little viral on the internet in recent years because some feminist film students kind of have latched onto it. And somehow it's gotten named after me in that process, which is great. You know, I'm very happy. It's a great honor, but it's not like it's really my idea.
Right. Isn't that amazing? Like, it's become this phenomenon because of the internet. Do you think that in itself, the internet, that's a good thing?
Yes, I do.
Why do you think that's a good thing? Why do you think it's important? And do you have any clues of why in the last few years it has become something that a lot of women are focusing on?
Feminists. I'm not sure what you're asking me, Sonia. Are you asking me if the internet is important?
Yeah, do you think the internet is important for the message, I guess? It seems like a message that people have created about the Bechdel test.
I don't think it would be getting around if it weren't for the internet.
Exactly, yeah. But it's interesting that you're saying that it's kind of metamorphosized into something and taken on its own identity from something that it was, as you said, a comic strip, fairly lighthearted, would you say?
No, would say my comic strip was, as comic strips go, was quite dark and depressing, at least by the end of the time I was writing it.
Yeah, in that era, there was, that kind of examination, I think, for a lot of comic artists of that time, certainly, which is wonderful. I mean, it's made such an impact. Now, for our station, for Joy 94.9, I mean, just looking up on the internet about your own background, you've been out since a very young age, by comparison to many, age 19, I believe. Was it harder back then, do you think? Did it matter as much? Or
I think 19 is pretty old by today's standards. Kids are coming out in middle school.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot easier now. I mean, it's certainly not easy, but it's easier.
It's easier, yeah. For you, was it an experience that was, you know, was it difficult? Was it easy for you to do?
It was pretty difficult, and I was only able to do it because I was in college, and my college happened to have a gay and lesbian organization, which I worked up my courage and forced myself to go to a meeting of, and it's because there was that place to go, because other people had been organizing and doing this work, that it was not as hard for me as it might have been.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, that's very fortunate as well. And I guess in some cultures, it's what's happened in Russia and so on, it can be quite fraught with actual physical danger. So,
it's so distressing hearing about the situation in Russia. It's really disturbing.
Yeah, it's very, very disturbing. And in other parts of the world, Africa as well, at the present time.
But
Yeah. And we often get people contacting the radio station here because we are the only LGBTIQ 24-hour station. And we often get people coming out to us on air, actually, or asking advice and those sorts of things. So, yeah, you're a beacon as well, okay? I want to get to that point, that by you doing what you've done so far, it is actually very encouraging to women of all sorts of backgrounds and diversity, not just lesbian, but bisexual women and all different types of sexual identities and so on. How do you feel about being an icon? You are an icon.
I'm a daikon.
And a daikon, that's it.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay.
I'm very honored that people find meaning and some kind of comfort in my work. That's really a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, no, it's great. Well, I mean, it's all very new to us because you've never been here before. So you can expect that there'll be a clamoring of people wanting your vine for your attention.
Be prepared.
I'm serious. Be prepared. Because as soon as I told some of the people here at the station that I was going to be talking to you, they got very excited and they were like, oh, we would love to talk to her as well. And it has been just a matter of, I guess, queuing with everybody else to get a chance to chat.
Yes, I've been on the phone all afternoon.
Oh. Pull you. Okay. Well, I'm not going to hold you up too much longer, but it is International Women's Day coming up for all the world, and it's coming up.
I thought we got a whole month. Is it just a day?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just a day. Oh, well, it kicks off in March, and theme this time is inspiring change. So do you have a message for women out there about inspiring change? I think you have inspired people, definitely.
Inspiring change. That sounds like one of those motivational posters that you would get like at an office supply yes. store. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
I don't mean to be silly.
No, with a tree or something. Like, this is where your paper comes from. Your paper's made here. It's inspiring change. That's right. No. Sorry, I'm being rude.
No, I started it. I don't know. I'm not good about talking about stuff like that.
Okay.
I think change can be good. Change, maybe you don't want change.
Loose change is always good, too.
Yeah,
I'm always going like, where's that change? I must check behind the couch or between the cushions. Sorry. It's bad. Now, Alison, for Australians out there and Australian ladies and feminists of all different types of gender and so on, what's your message to them, your own experience, if you could sum it up in a sentence?
I just want everyone to feel okay about who they are. I don't have a big agenda. I just want people to feel like they're okay. I want to feel like I'm okay.
Yeah.
maybe more to the point. I'm just always trying to make myself feel okay. And I do it through my work, through these stories about lesbians, these explorations of my family. And I think sometimes other people get a little comfort from that too, and that's a great thing. But that's all I'm trying to do, is just feel better.
Yeah, Yeah, well, you've been doing that since the 80s, and that's extraordinary that it's been very fruitful, prosperous for you, I guess, and challenging. And but I presume you don't get tired of it.
I get tired now and then.
Yeah?
I get confused and lost. I'm feeling a little lost right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I like being deep in a project. And right now I'm doing a lot of traveling and talking. It makes me feel very, very scattered and just disconnected from myself. So much as I love travel and, you know, having those experiences, which are very expanding and positive, I get a little confused.
Yes, yeah, it would be. With so many people demanding things from you too, and all these different dates and things you have to be aware of, I guess. Like you said,
I have to get up and nice clothes on. I'm not used to doing that. I usually just crawl out of bed and put on my sweatpants and I'm all set.
You don't have to. You can wear what you like. In Australia, we wear our trackies. We call them trackies, and I don't mean Star Trackers, but they're just our sweatpants, and we don't care. You know,
do you think I could wear them to a public talk?
Maybe, but it's a bit hot. It's a bit warm, so you might be a bit sweaty. So you might want to wear the short version or something like that. But yeah, I would, and the singlet, and then you'll be fine. I wouldn't worry about it, really.
Okay.
I would relax.
My packing.
You'll probably be asked, oh no, sorry, cleaners around the back. You'll be so relaxed, hopefully.
Okay.
Alison Bechdel, I would love to meet you while you're in Melbourne.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it and drag you up to the station. And you can put your sweatpants on. That's cool. We don't mind. We're very relaxed. But thank you so much for speaking to us.
Sure, Sonia. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Alison.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.